Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Dr. Bert Folsom is here, ladies and gentlemen. Burton W. Folsom Jr. has been a member of our Brain Trust for over 14 years. He's an original founding member, I really should say, of our Brain Trust. He's the resident historian in the Brain Trust, and he's a professor of history at Hillsdale College in Michigan. He's the author of a number of widely acclaimed books. One of his new ones is New Deal or Raw Deal. It's all about the FDR's economic legacy. And then he and his wife, Anita, wrote the sequel to that, FDR Goes to War. He's our good friend, Bert Folsom. Welcome back.
Jim, good to be with you.
Always a pleasure to have you back, Burton. Bert, one of the things that's always amazed me is how FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, President Roosevelt, was able to hold together such an amazing public image for the whole time he was in office, no matter what he did, failures or what. You know, you've chronicled all the truth about most of his policies, and many of them were failures. But yet, my parents, you know, had his picture on the wall almost, you know, right next to Jesus Christ. I mean, this guy was wildly popular among the masses. What's up with that?
Well, that's absolutely true. My father-in-law was the same way as your parents, and the popularity of Franklin Roosevelt was amazing. And he had a good press. He was the first person to really cultivate the press, and he was the first president to be on radio a lot. His fireside chat allowed him to connect with people one-on-one.
And to control the message, right?
Control the message. Very good. He had press conferences, tried to have them twice a week, at least once a week.
Mm-hmm.
And at these press conferences, he would often tell the reporters, if I were writing this story, here is the way I would cover
right.
it, or here's the headline I would use.
Well, and if you don't think that the press corps was in the tank for him, look at the fact, and I don't mean to be, you know, sound uncharitable, but the man was in a wheelchair most of his presidency, wasn't he? And
yes.
And yet he was never photographed from the waist down.
No, in fact, if any reporter ever took a picture of him and caught that, the Secret Service would go up and take the film out of the camera.
Yeah.
But it would confiscate the camera.
Mm-hmm.
He carefully cultivated that image, and he worked with reporters to argue that he really wasn't handicapped completely.
We're not being insensitive, and of course some people made the point that this was for national security. It was making, you know, they didn't want the public to think he was weak. And so that was the argument, I think, that they made, right?
Yes, that's exactly right. But also he really convinced them that he was improving, that in fact that there were medical,
right.
that he was making progress.
But one of the things, I want to switch over real quick before we run out of time on this segment.
Sure.
One of the things that helped him with his PR and with his reputation was he played off of Hoover, the Republicans in Hoover. And my parents, for example, and everybody I grew up around, you know, they would say, you know, Roosevelt bless you and damn Hoover. I mean, it was like the devil and you know, and the savior. And so he benefited from that, from playing off of as if Hoover got everything that was bad that happened after Hoover got out of office was because of Hoover.
Yes, he very much demonized Hoover, and he made Hoover into the ultimate negative character.
Right.
Even though this portrayal was not particularly accurate,
right,
he was able to sell that image to the general public. And of course, Hoover doesn't have fireside chats once this is started to try to negate this image.
Right.
And to point out different kinds of information.
And as we go to the break, Bert, as I'm not saying that President Obama is demonizing President Bush, but he is playing a little bit of this kind of a game. And when we come back, I'm going to get Bert to compare and contrast those two situations, and how successful it was for Roosevelt, and whether it will be successful for President Obama. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.